Gusty breezes continue across our area. Winds will be on the breezy side through tonight, even into the day tomorrow. Wind gusts tomorrow may reach up over 30 miles per hour, and then the wind will ease as we head into Sunday, so Sunday will be the less windy half of the weekend. Across the region today, we have plenty of clouds, some breaks of sunshine mainly in our valleys, and a scattering of rain and snow showers. Low pressure is located to our north over Canada, and that area of low pressure will continue to play a role in our weather over the next day or so. With that low pressure area to our north and east tonight, we will keep things mainly cloudy, and we'll still have some scattered rain and snow showers across the region. We're also seeing just a little bit of enhancement in areas closer to the Great Lakes due to the moisture coming off the lakes. So the most likely areas for those rain and snow showers will be across the higher terrain and in areas farther west, but all of us have the chance to see at least a couple of rain or snow showers as the night moves along. With a gusty breeze, temperatures tonight will be mainly in the lower to mid-30s, and our wind chills will be mainly in the 20s. And moving into tomorrow, we will keep our setup pretty much the same, though the chill will be reinforced a little bit more. So we're targeting high temperatures tomorrow, mainly in the neighborhood of 40 degrees. We'll still have plenty of clouds around and that scattering of rain and snow showers, just like tonight and just like today, primarily in the higher terrain and in areas closer to the Great Lakes. But all of us have the chance to at least see a spotty rain or snow shower through the day tomorrow. Moving into Sunday, that low pressure area will finally trek off to our east. We'll have high pressure build in, so on top of less wind, we'll also see more sunshine on Sunday. Temperatures, though, will remain cool, and a little weak frontal system will come at us Sunday night into Monday. That could bring us a round of some light rain or snow right around or a bit before the morning commute Monday. It doesn't look heavy, but as we know, just a little bit of snow can certainly cause some problems, so that's something that you want to stay on top of moving ahead through the weekend. Most of next week seems near seasonable on the thermometer, but we are expecting some much colder weather by week's end around this time next week, so that's something to keep in mind as well. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, highs in the middle to upper 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, highs in the middle to upper 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Breezy, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Breezy, high around 40. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny. Highs in the 30s to around 40. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow or rain. And highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.